That's the sound of coal being treated with a water-based solution at Big Rivers Power Plant in Ohio County, Kentucky. WKU is partnering with Big Rivers and the state's Cabinet for Economic Development to test a solution they hope will reduce emissions. Researchers at WKU are taking an enzyme from a mushroom and growing it in water. That water-based solution is then sprayed on coal as it falls down a chute. The coal then sits for a few days before it's burned. Wei Pingpan is Director of Combustion Science and Environmental Technology at WKU and is helping lead the study. He says Kentucky is a big coal producer and that isn't likely to change soon.
We still will have 30% electricity generated by burning coal because United States has a highest coal reserve available, and based on the price and also based on the availability.
Pan says the nation will likely have to rely on coal for about the next 50 years. He says the water-based solution isn't new, as it was originally pioneered in Germany in 1990. It wasn't successfully implemented at that time. However, it has been in use in Taiwan and China for a few years. Pan says in order to keep reducing emissions, power plants need to start thinking about how to better clean the fuel before it's burned.
So we already have all the air pollution control devices. Then what we need next to do is improve our combustion efficiency.
Combustion efficiency means using less fuel to produce the same amount of energy. Pan says the goal of the water-based solution is to make burning coal more efficient. Martin Coron walks down a gravel road toward the testing site. He's the research support coordinator at WKU. He designed the project and trained the operators.
I guess in one way you'd say this is my baby.
Coron says this is the first time he's seen the water-based solution technology used at a power plant the size of Big Rivers in Ohio County. It's a single-unit coal-fired power plant producing 417 megawatts daily. Coron says the U.S. is burning coal cleaner than anywhere else in the world. He hopes this solution will reduce CO2 emissions by up to 10%. Not everyone thinks it's that simple. John Thompson is with the Clean Air Task Force, an organization focused on climate change and climate-protecting technologies. He says, yes, the U.S. is burning coal cleaner than other countries, but only when it comes to conventional pollutants like sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide.
But if you're looking only at carbon dioxide, it's all about the same, because there are very few plants in the world that are capturing the CO2 from their emissions.
Thompson says CO2 doesn't recognize borders or boundaries, so regardless of where it's emitted, it warms the whole planet. He says fossil fuels like coal are going to be burned across the world in large quantities for a long time, and any research that aims to reduce pollutants is a good thing.
The challenge is that those technologies today can be quite expensive. They don't have to be, but they often are. And so research aimed at lowering cost and improving performance is really vital.
Wei Pingpan at WKU believes this water-based clean coal technology should be seen as a way to ease the transition from relying on coal-fired power plants to more renewable sources of energy. He says they should have the results in July. Then they'll do an analysis and determine what, if any, economic benefit there is to using the technology. I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green.